HarperCollins presents Crucible of Hell, Okinawa, the Last Great Battle of the Second World War, by Saul David, read by William Roberts, with a prologue read by the author.
Prologue, Love Day. The USS El Dorado slowed as it approached the west coast of Okinawa in the pre-dawn darkness. Ahead, noted a U.S. Marine Corps colonel, could be seen the muzzle flashes of naval guns, arcing trajectories of red-hot projectiles, the glow of fires on a distant blur of shoreline. Above the hum of our ship's circulating blowers could be faintly heard the roll and reverberation of man-made thunder, as our supporting battleships, cruisers, destroyers and rocket gunboats increased the tempo of their shore bombardment. Designed as a floating command post, the El Dorado was packed with advanced communications equipment that left space for only 2 5-inch anti-aircraft guns. Yet she contained a highly valuable human cargo. Vice Admiral Richmond K. Kelly Turner, USN, the straight-talking 60-year-old commander of the huge amphibious armada of 1,300 ships and 183,000 combat troops that was converging on Okinawa, the most southerly of Japan's 47 prefectures, and Ground Force Commander Lieutenant General Simon Bolivar Buckner Jr., 58, the snowy-haired son of the famous Confederate general. It was the 1st of April 1945, or Love Day, the code name for the assault, and an auspicious date for Buckner, as it was, he noted in his diary, Easter Sunday, my father's birthday, and the day of my first battle. He added, I hope I shall be able to look back upon it with the same degree of enthusiasm with which I anticipate it. Eager for the fray, Buckner had risen from his cramped quarters at 4:30 a.m. and, after a quick breakfast of hot cakes, joined Admiral Turner on the bridge, where at 5:30 a.m. precisely they observed through binoculars the opening of the pre-landing bombardment of the target beaches at Higuchi, a third of the way up the 70-mile-long island, by the fire support force of 10 battleships, 9 cruisers, 23 destroyers, and 177 gunboats. Over the next 3 hours, these vessels fired 44,825 rounds of 5-inch or larger shells, 33,000 rockets, and 22,500 mortar shells, the heaviest concentration of naval gunfire ever to support a landing of troops. Shortly before 6 a.m, as the gunfire continued, the day dawned bright and clear, with excellent visibility of up to 10 miles and only a few scattered patches of mist. A moderate breeze rippled the calm sea, and there was no surf on the target beaches. The weather, as anticipated, was perfect for an invasion. The golden sunrise, wrote a delighted Buckner, was not for Japan. At 7:45 a.m, the bombardment lifted long enough for carrier planes to strafe the beaches with bombs and napalm. Smoke and dust rose up from the shore, thousands of feet high, recorded the celebrated war correspondent Ernie Pyle, as he watched the spectacle from the command ship of the 5th Marines, until finally the land was completely veiled. Bombs and strafing machine guns and roaring engines mingled with the crash of naval bombardment and seemed to drown out all existence. The ghastly concussion set up vibrations in the air, a sort of flutter, which pained and pounded the ears as though with invisible drumsticks. During all this time, the waves of assault craft were forming up behind us. At 8:20 a.m, 10 minutes before H hour, pennants were hauled down from the control craft, and the first wave of amphibious tanks, covering an almost unbroken 8-mile line, began to move towards the shore, a distance of 4,000 yards, at a speed of 4 knots. They were preceded by gunboats firing enough rockets, mortars and 40mm guns to saturate each pre-arranged 100-yard target square for up to 1,000 yards inland, with at least 25 rounds. The crescendo of the bombardment, noted Buckner on the El Dorado, culminating in the rocket discharge, was a magnificent spectacle. Following a minute behind the tanks was the first wave of assault troops in amphibian tracked vehicles, or Amtraks, likened by Ernie Pyle to big trucks on tractor treads built cup-like that propel them through the water, and the moment it touches bottom, it crawls along like a tractor. More followed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?